This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. This week, soldiers with the 172nd Stryker Combat Brigade were getting ready to head home after a year in Iraq. Their gear was packed, welcome home banners were up, and the parties planned. But then, new orders. Go to Baghdad. President Bush announced 3,700 more troops were needed to quell the violence there. At Fort Wainwright, Alaska, where the brigade is based, the news hit hard. From Fairbanks, NPR's John McChesney reports.
Many of the wives living in base housing here are bitterly angry. In the parking lot behind the drab barrack-style townhouses provided for enlisted soldiers' families, Jenny Thomas is spray-painting slogans on her big black Dodge Ram pickup. On the rear window it says, "Four more months?" followed by a question mark and exclamation marks. On the side, it says, "Bring my daddy home."
Just to let everyone know that it isn't okay, that we want them home.
Next to Jenny Thomas's pickup, Samantha Gouldner is up on the trunk of her car. On the rear window, she is painting, "Bring the 172nd home." They've done their job.
I mean, they can't just do this to the soldiers and expect nobody to be upset about it.
Both of these women have served in the Army themselves. Inside a tiny apartment, Samantha apologizes for the dinosaur toys and stuffed animals scattered on the floor by her two children, 3 and 6.
Guys, you just gotta be quiet.
Y'all gotta be quiet. Y'all need to go sit down.
She says she first learned that her husband wasn't coming home from television news, not the Army.
It was unbelievable. I mean, it felt like somebody just literally rushed into your chest and just, like, grabbed your heart and just squeezed any bit of hope and happiness out of you.
Her 6-year-old son's birthday is on August 10th, and she had to tell him that his father would not be home as promised.
And his chin started quivering, and he started to cry. And his first question was, "Why, Mommy, why?" And, I mean, I promised my son that Daddy would be home for his birthday. And I blame Bush, I blame Rumsfeld. To them, our guys are nothing but numbers. That's all they are. They're not living people.
Jenny Thomas says she and her husband, Willie, enlisted in the Army just after 9/11.
We had it in our minds to go over there and get the assholes who done 9/11.
By over there, she means Afghanistan. Like Samantha Gouldner, she now believes that the war in Iraq was a big mistake. She says her husband and his fellow soldiers are exhausted and should come home.
You know, they will carry on, they will do their job, but morale over there has never been lower.
Thomas has 3 children, 1 just under 2, another 7, and Elena, 6. Black hair, bright eyes.
So did you think your daddy was coming home soon?
He was about to come home in 3 days, and he was supposed to come home tomorrow. But now that the President May told them to stay a little bit longer, fight the bad guys a little bit longer, then I'm not happy anymore.
Jade Weber lives in the same apartment complex. She says she's ambivalent about the war. She can see both the positive and the negative. She has 2 children, 3 and 5.
We made signs, we made T-shirts, we went grocery shopping and spent all this money getting all the things that Daddy likes to eat and everything. And so I was trying to think, what can I do? Because we can't put up our welcome home sign that we made.
So she, too, has painted a slogan on her car, "Bring my daddy home." Jade Weber says for the past year, she has feared every knock on the door.
And we've made it through this year, and nothing, they've been safe, they haven't been hurt, so we're like, oh, thank God, it's over, they're on their way home, they're going to be okay. And now they're getting sent somewhere even more dangerous, and we don't know. So now we have that feeling all over again.
The Pentagon says it could be another 4 months before these wives see their husbands, and the children see their fathers. John McChesney, NPR News, Fairbanks, Alaska.